This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that inflation? The Inflation Reduction Act. When Democrats are so bold that they, you know how they think, how they are, right? It's Oppositeville. And they say, yeah, we're passing the Inflation Reduction Act, which means, of course, the Inflation Increase Act. It's going to increase inflation. And oh, by the way, the act has nothing to do with inflation. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We're just getting around to this. Because we've had so many other things like the Trump raid and all this other stuff. And, of course, the Democrats don't recognize it as a raid. Now they said, oh, he had nuclear secrets. What was Donald Trump going to do? Go sell these nuclear secrets to the Russians? Maybe he's going to sell them to the Chinese. Maybe Donald Trump went in business with Hunter Biden. And they're going to start dealing crack and doing crack together and then partnering with the Chinese spies and the Russian oligarchs. Maybe that's how things are going to go now. Because up until you can prove that point, hey, I have something for the FBI. Is this on? Maybe you want to investigate the Bidens. And this new Inflation Reduction Act, let me tell you, when I looked at this thing, all I said was this. We ought to be kicking the crap out of politicians. Oh, Kevin, there you go, talking about beating people up. They deserve a beating. You should look. Do you want to talk about the biggest boondoggle for climate in the world? They will figure any way they can to get their stupid agenda. And let me tell you what. They can't get any more money from you for COVID. Because you already know the jig is up on that. It's over. People know that shot doesn't do you any good. They know it'll more than likely kill you. They can't sell that shot anymore. They should just take all this crap off the internet and all this other stuff. Pretty much 98% of the countries had COVID, survived it, and now they're, well, what are we going to do now? Well, let's pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which has practically nothing to do with inflation. Don't believe me. I'll give you some things to look at when you're studying this thing. $369 billion of $433 billion is on energy and climate efforts. Energy and climate efforts. $300 billion, folks, in green loan guarantees. $80 billion, as you already know, to double the number of IRS agents to conduct audits. $60 billion for environmental justice initiatives. $9 billion for tax credits for people to buy electric cars. You know who buys electric cars? People with money. People who can throw them away and let the sodomites pick them up in the used car market after these people have run their Lexuses and their Teslas into the ground. And then they go, oh, by the way, before the battery runs out, Buffett, why don't you turn it in on a big old gas-guzzling SUV? $2.6 billion to conserve coastal habitats. $1.5 billion to plant trees. I'm cool with that. That's the only part of this bill I would agree to, is $1.5 billion to plant some trees. God love the trees. The rest of it is nothing but a green energy boondoggle that they're calling inflation reduction. What is this going to do to the price of your food? What is it going to do? You want to know what it's going to do to the price of your energy? It's going to shoot it up. By the way, the pathological liar in chief, Joe Biden, because that's what he is, he stated last week that the inflation was at zero. So things are back to normal, right? I mean, things are back to where it was when Trump was president. So you're paying $2.79 for gas. The price of your food is down 40-50%. The price of your, I don't know how you are. We had a $600 a month electric bill. For the first month, that, I mean, hadn't had it in a long time. My electric bill had been $300 forever. I'm talking about in the middle of summer in Arizona, for goodness sakes. The most my bill ever got was just over $300. $600. Now, do I need to tell you that my gasoline prices have doubled, easily doubled? I mean, I'm going places now and I'm looking at it's no longer $100 to fill up my gas tank, but it's $80, $85. And you know what it used to be? It used to be $60. It got up to over $100. Now it's at $80, $85. And there's still, look at what we did. There's no inflation. Nothing is back to normal, and it won't go back to normal as long as Captain Demento is in office. And look, people can talk to me about Joe Biden. I just don't like Trump. Look, I don't care. I was telling a friend of mine, put Donald Trump's initiatives and accomplishments on a piece of paper. Don't put his name on it. Put Joe Biden's on a piece of paper. Say the father of a family is accused of being the big guy. The son is a crackhead who has dealings with all these other countries. And if you are just a leftist waking up, you would swear Joe Biden is Donald Trump and Donald Trump is Joe Biden. You swear. You say that Trump family, all those crackheads over there doing business, you know all that, those kids over there doing those illegal business, et cetera, et cetera. And then when somebody comes up to you and goes, wait a minute, no, that's the Biden family. What would you say? You know, ask leftists. Tell me what about the Biden family that's okay with you, please. Because the quick thing, I don't like Trump. Okay, fine, you don't like Trump. I don't care if you don't like Trump. Let's analyze Biden. Tell me what you like about him. And I've said this. Put their stuff on paper. I'm not going to repeat myself. I don't have Alzheimer's. Put this stuff on paper and look at them objectively and say, which of these people Would you be really upset with if there were accusations that this person was involved in pay to play, that the kid was on the board of something that he had no experience doing, that dad was getting his cut, and the father was suffering from dementia, shaking hands with the air, the wife is an egomaniac who wants to be in the spotlight so badly that she, you know, ginned up a doctor in front of her name. I mean, if any of this stuff was Trump's men, I would be like, man, Melania wants to be Dr. Melania? What? You know? I mean, but Dr. Jill, she gets lauded. You get what I'm saying? It's not just a double standard. It's such an egregious double standard that you shake your head and go, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. We got inflation and a lot of other stuff to talk about, folks. I hope you keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I watched this series called Stranger Things. It's the hot thing since, Squid Games? And a group of kids, and you watch them kind of grow up, and it's Harry Potterish in some regards. I mean, it's not nearly as intricate. It's just everyday American kids who get inhabited by evil spirits. You know, this town gets inhabited and things like this. But I was thinking Stranger Things. I'm watching this very unrealistic show that's very popular, and the kids, they're all good actors. They really are. And Winona Ryder, she's in it. You know, good for her because she's no longer apparently shoplifting. But I'm watching this, Stranger Things, and I'm looking at everything that's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not even more weird to me than the time we live in, the reality of what we're living in, where Donald Trump gets raided and Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all these leftist crooks and scumbags and scoundrels get nothing. That to me is more strange than any of the crap where I had to suspend belief
multiple times during this series. They go, you gotta be kidding me. So the girl is tough enough to do this, but she can't do this. And the monster is scary here, but he's scared of her. I had all these things in my head because I'm too logical. But honest to goodness, I'm watching this movie and this series, and I'm going, reality of life is actually stranger than this. Yeah, I know it's a dude who's very evil and he wants to destroy a town and he's upset, you know, because he grew up bad and all these other things. I'm looking at all the things that led to this guy becoming the evil. And I'm thinking to myself, you ain't even close enough to being more evil than the most benign leftist. Every leftist I know was 20 times more evil than the bad dude, or the bad dudes, because it seems like there's more than one. But the bad people, the bad things in Stranger Things, I would tell you, Nancy Pelosi makes that dude look like a Girl Scout. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're talking about this boondoggle of the Inflation Reduction Act, which should have Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, anybody who voted for this thing should be hogtied, put in front of the Americans to get eggs thrown at them or something, you know, tarred and feathered, as they used to say back in the old days. This is ridiculous. The only thing good in this bill is $1.5 billion to plant trees, and you can bet that if you went out and bought the trees yourself, it would only cost you about $100,000, $100 million. That's a lot of trees. $1.5 billion? Look, I'm all for it, but I want Donald Trump to manage it, because I would venture to tell you we're overpaying. But we're paying $500 billion, essentially, for green energy initiatives that these guys claim are going to get us to where we want to go. Let me tell you, green energy is going to be the bane of leftist existence soon. When these people are trying to get rid of batteries and this toxic material that happens when a battery is completely depleted, you know, and you're trying to figure out where do you put it. Where you going to put this? Where it doesn't leach into the soil and end up having complications. And oh, by the way, how about the racist EV people, the electric vehicle people, who don't seem to have a care in the world about all these Africans dying trying to get them lithium? I mean, look, I'm all for it, but why are we telling the complete story? I was talking about that. You guys have heard me talk about this before. I talk about the energy industry, and I said, oh, AOC and these people want to believe they're saving the planet. Engineers save the planet. And I'll get to it. I'll explain it. But let me just give you the quick upshoot here. First of all, the discovery of oil saved the whales. Some food crops that produce oil saved the whales, because that became the oil that we use for cooking and everything else. Whales was how the world got its blubber and its fat, and that's what we made oil products from. So when Spindletop went off in Texas, it saved the whales. So that's number one. Number two, it also saved forest. Because what people would do is they'd go chop down a tree, they make their little wood piles, and that, just imagine hundreds of thousands of families, millions of families, heating their homes with whale blubber or trees. And in the dead of winter, how many trees do you have to chop down to keep your place warm? You get what I'm saying? There's a lot to this. So forget that. The green energy needs to go talk to the people of the Audubon Society or the SPCA and say, look, these people did us a solid back in the day. Now we're evolving. So what saved the most energy of anything going from the next evolution? I'll tell you. Electrical engineers. The invention of the transistor. These knucklehead snowflake leftists don't know anything about it, but the invention of the transistor that got rid of the vacuum tube is huge. All of our electronics had vacuum tubes. They were energy-hogging, behemoths. For what it took to power a television in the 1950s, you could practically power every television in your house, most of the light bulbs, and all your computers for one television.
And I tell people this, and they don't, leftists, these idiot youngsters don't believe it, but I tell them your cell phone was two grids of power back in the 1960s. That thing you hold in your hand had enough computing power and memory to fill the Empire State Building, and both of them, you'd have two Empire State Buildings that had to run on separate power grids. You'd be pulling so much power. And we now carry that kind of power in our hands, along with all of the information of the world in our hands, and you got your TV, you got your voice recorder, you got your radio station, you got your music player, you got your camera, you got your video camera, you got all that in one little device. Well, I know who saved the planet. We did. The guys who invented the LED, which, by the way, we switched all to incandescent, the power savings alone there is astronomical. I could go on. But they, we're going to do $500 million in this boondoggle because we want to conserve the coastal habitats. Show me where the coastal habitats have not been conserved. Oh, we're going to buy more electric cars, as I mentioned before. What's that going to create? A nightmare. I gave you guys that story the other day where the guy buys his daughter an electric car that runs for 6 months. The battery goes kaput. The people who sold it knew. They were like, shoot, let's get rid of this thing before this battery goes. That battery going to cost us $15,000. So they buy the thing, and now it's junk because they can't afford to buy the battery that goes in it. And they, and look, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. But let me tell you, the used car market is going to suffer. They don't understand the ripple effects of these things. Well, you want to get rid of all these fossil fuel cars, but you're going to have a used car market that no people are going to go, I'm not buying that car, junk it. Or they'll buy it and say, I'll stick in an internal combustion engine, which, they might as well just buy a regular car for that matter. It's just insane. Anyway, Joe Biden's measures raise inflation by 50%, drop it back down to by 2%, and says, "Ooh, look at what I did for you."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since Taliban took over Kabul.
On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week, when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets a death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
That was President Biden weighing in on the CPI data at the White House event yesterday. But for more on this inflation and really the administration's response, I want to bring in pollster and political strategist Frank Luntz. Frank, you don't like this at all. You think this was a terrible, terrible mistake, it sounds like. Why?
It's because it's cynical. It is a destruction of the meaning of words. It's Orwellian at its worst. It's the kind of job that I do as a language guy, as someone who tries to find the words and phrases to connect to the American people. But as a pollster, I know how much it plays into our belief that we can't trust our elected officials and we can't trust our institutions. You know, we've been polling this issue, and the American people think that it's harder now to make it, to get by. More than 70% of Americans have trouble making ends meet. One out of four literally have trouble paying their bills at the end of the week or end of the month because of inflation. And for Joe Biden to redefine what that means and to attempt to do it for the word recession is really the thing that the American people should be angriest about.
That was Frank Luntz, folks. And Frank Luntz, I will tell you, is no Republican. He is at best a rhino. I watched this guy celebrate Barack Obama getting elected. I'm talking gleefully. His polling, Frank has stacked polls. He's put Muslims on when he's talking about Muslim issues and tries to act as if it's just the general public. And yet, he's giving you the truth. He called it cynical, Orwellian. He said they're selectively using language. What he's talking about is the fake lexicon that Democrats will create whenever they're wrong on something. You're the racist when they're the racist. They redefine recession. Why? Because Joe Biden is bona fide in the quintessential definition of recession. So they go, hey, you can't go using that language, because that'll tell people the truth about it. He says, as a language guy, you try to find the language to connect to the American people, but you want to know their real feelings about it. They use language, he's saying, to manipulate. He says, the fact is, when they poll this issue, 70% of Americans are having trouble making ends meet. I want to give you, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, some good news. No matter what Biden says, what the American people feel does not jibe with what he says. That's his problem. He can talk words. He can put on his aviators and act like he's Mr. Cool. I'm Joe Cool up here. Look at me. I'm Joe Cool. I'm about to go fly my F-25, you know, F-35 or F-22, whatever he's going to fly. I'm about to go fly my airplane here in a minute when I leave, y'all. Have you seen Top Gun? I'm in it. I'm Tom Cruise. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they get Joe Biden talking about the movie Top Gun, which, by the way, Top Gun Maverick is good. Joe Biden will say, you know, that movie was made after me, after my time in the Navy, you know, flying fighter jets over Vietnam. You know, flying fighter jets in World War II, you know. Yeah, people don't know this. I flew the F-18 in World War II. That's Joe Biden. Kevin Jackson is who I am. That's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Frank Luntz said 1 out of 4 people can't pay their bills at the end of the week or the end of the month. 25% of people. This means even people on welfare are going, man, what are we going to do? We got to get a new hustle. 25% can't pay their bills. 70% saying we're struggling to make ends meet. And Joe Biden spiking the football. Yeah, we've got zero inflation. Yeah, I know it's still it's flattened out. It went down from 9.1% back to 8.6, which, by the way, is still over 24% using 1980s figures. But no, it didn't go up. You're not feeling any pressures. My presidency has been nothing but a godsend to you. Why, how dare you criticize me? Why would you think I'm a brain-dead moron when I come here, completely ruin an amazing economy built by Donald Trump, and then I sit here in front of you and lie and tell you, now, that ain't Pete, that's rain. Sure is salty. Anyway, as I mentioned, Joe Biden's doing his interviews now with his aviators. There will be no sunlight in the picture, and Joe Biden's got on sunglasses. Why? I think it's to cover up those bloodshot eyes because he can't sleep. His brain continues to function and go in the middle of the night, and they're like, man, put these aviators on. And then they pump him up full of some kind of vitamin to make him. I mean, look, I don't know how you guys feel about it. There is nothing that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth that's sanity. So when they go, well, you know, they make him lucid for a while. Lucid how? Lucid how? What is he saying that you go, oh, no, that was right? Tell me anything this man has said. I'm being serious. Tell me anything this man has said that shows you any lucidity of thought, anything that makes you believe that. Now, there's a kernel of a good idea here. Look at this Inflation Reduction Act. I just went through it. This thing is nothing more than a green energy boondoggle. But the left wants this new strategy, folks. They're going to try to turn Joe Biden into Joe Cool. And look at the number. Just here's how you can measure. Look at the number of articles that will talk about Joe Biden and all of his wins, man. Oh, he did the Semiconductor Act. He did this act. The Inflation Reduction. Joe Biden bombed that Al-Qaeda dude. Nobody's talking about it. Even their own media is not picking it up. People are going, well, if Joe Biden's done all these great things, why aren't they talking about it? Ask yourself this. Joe Biden just passed the Semiconductor Act. He passed the Inflation Reduction Act. And these are things they tout. He bombed this dude from Al-Qaeda or whatever and bombed them supposedly in a country that we're not supposed to be bombing people. I think he bombed them in Iran. Okay, so we're not supposed to be bombing in Iran. That's supposed to be tantamount to nuclear war. You just invaded a country. I want you to understand all these things that he's done. And what did they do? They raided Trump. They took all the oxygen out of those things that Joe supposedly has done. Oh, and by the way, gas prices dropped. And as Joe would report, we got zero inflation. The lie of zero inflation. So, why isn't he winning? You see, you think the polls are going to shift suddenly? Ooh, That Joe Biden, he's really amazing now. I tell you what, look at what he's got going. We're months away, which is a lifetime, supposedly, in politics. You're not going to see much movement. And I just gave you the reason. 70% of Americans having trouble making ends meet. One out of four cannot pay their bills at the end of the week or the end of the month. That 25% block of people, you're not going to get, that's poor folks. You're not getting their vote, Democrats, because they used to pay their bills under Trump. They know the, let me tell you, if anybody knows the price of something going up a nickel, a dime, 50 cents, it's poor folks. Because see, I was one. And some people would even argue that I still am. But I look at prices. And wealthy people, middle class, upper middle class, they go, oh my gosh, have you seen the price of gas? They'll do, but as they're filling up their tank and planning their next vacation. But poor folks, they know when the size of a package shrunk and you go, hey, 16 ounces. Where's the 16? I'm still paying the same amount and I got 14.9 ounces. Somebody better give me my 1.1. Where my 1.1? I mean, we would get indignant in a minute because we want to know what's going on here. So Joe Biden, these guys can lie about inflation. They can tell us everything. This is what it is. No inflation. I mean, say what you want. But you're not changing my reality. And this is why I keep telling we as conservatives, you will have no better opportunity to rub in Joe Biden. I told you guys, I talk to people, that guy there, he hates Trump. And I go, well, do you love Biden? It doesn't matter. I don't like Trump. Okay, fine. I'm not talking about Trump. I want to know how you feel about Joe Biden. Because, see, I know this. Every time you go to the gas station to fill up, Trump is not your problem. Every time you go to the grocery store, Trump is not your problem. But I know who is. See, you have all the opportunity in the world to change the dynamic of a conversation on a guy who's not popular, and oh, by the way, I will remind you, who's suffering from massive dementia. They can put Biden up there, they can stick him in aviator sunglasses, and they can try to make him look lucid. But you know what Joe's going to do? Joe's going to shake hands with thin air. Joe's going to go off teleprompter and make the Democrats look stupid. And let me tell you, they don't like it. They know what's happening.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When you tell people they need to mask in an indoor congregate setting when you're in a zone that has a high dynamic of infection, and that is looked upon by a lot of people, not everybody, as an encroachment on your freedom. We've never had that before. It's almost inexplicable.
Right. Dr. Fauci, a man of big words. When you tell people that in an enclosed environment that this might be considered an encroachment, well, it's inexplicable.
that the commonality of the manifestation of this type of human condition. You know, what Fauci is saying is when people are told that in a crowded setting that just because everybody could potentially get sick, they should be wearing a mask that's completely ineffective, they feel like it's an encroachment on their freedoms because somebody says, you will do this. He doesn't get it. Now, he could argue. He could say, well, listen, we have clothing restrictions. In other words, you can't walk around butt naked. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with that. And I'm playing devil's advocate here. I want you to understand. If he wants to wage an argument, he could say, well, look, we make people wear clothes, certain things. And then other people would argue, well, I've seen people in New York City in Times Square running around butt naked in body paint. You know, in other words, we can debate these issues, but here's what I would say. Well, walking around naked, it certainly has societal implications. There are children and we don't want to have to answer that. So there's that thing. The other thing is walking around naked doesn't create any communicable diseases. Again, it's more of a social issue. I'm arguing back and forth here. That's what he could say to us. And I would say, well, restricting my ability to breathe, I consider to be something that is not something you should have control over. I wasn't born with a mask. I don't believe I should have to wear a mask when I'm in public. So we can have some dialogue, but for him, it's inexplicable, not even up for debate. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, I want to give you all sides. Like I said to you before, if you want to tell me, Kevin, there is a dreaded disease out there, it's best if you stay home because it is really killing folks. And the mask will give you some layer of protection. But this disease is, you know, it's 50% mortality rate, 30% mortality rate, 10% mortality rate. There's a number that you're going to get my attention. And I'll say, you know, while I do realize this mask is not full protection, it does offer some. I won't be putting spittle out there. So I'll be less likely. You'll be less likely. But what Fauci wants you to go to mask over is a disease that kills about 0.1% of the people that get it. And he tells you that mask is going to give you the full protection the same way, by the way, the shot was going to give you the full protection the same way, by the way, that the booster was going to give you the full protection, which, of course, we learned none of them do it. But he will refer to the science. And so will the people who support him. So he doesn't understand why you say, I want the freedom to make my own decisions. Because here's the way I look at mask. If you believe that other people can get you sick, wear your mask. If you don't wear your mask. See, that's what freedom is about. And ultimately, that's where we would end up in this conversation if we were having a debate and I was debating Fauci the fraud. But he calls it inexplicable. How could you, Americans, possibly think this? And this, folks, is a guy in control of your health. The man that ruined many businesses, that committed suicide, had people commit suicides, that essentially had people die by way of a vaccine. He's no better than Mengele in Nazi Germany. No better. And Joe Biden doted on him, but that old Fauci the fraud isn't in the news very much these days, is he? Yeah. Let's get back to Joe Biden because I want to bring up Fauci and these guys because these are the people that they tell us are our leaders that we should be paying attention to. And they don't understand freedom. They don't understand the American culture, the American way. They don't understand that there are ways to get us to do things, but you're not going to get it done by telling us. I'll ask you this, and I would love to see surveys on this because I've seen some, but I'd like to see more. How many of you would mask again if you knew now what you know about COVID? How many of you would mask or lock down? And what would you do to legislators who were trying to force you to do that? Because I'm going to tell you, I go to meetings every day, and they say things like, you know, I heard a guy who's going to be our AG, or I forget, but he's in the Senate, state legislature, and he says, never again will we allow them to force you to mask or lock down. Raucous roar. By the way, for those of you interested, There is a national movement for election integrity more connected than I've ever seen in my entire life. A national movement put together by patriot groups that are saying, enough. These are the things that are going on. This is what they forced us to do. Anyway, I want to go into the craziness of Fauci, and I want to go give you this survey. A new survey shows that most Americans are worried about Biden's mental health following a fresh spate of public gaffes and awkward antics, leaving many to wonder if the 79-year-old should run for re-election 2 years from now. According to the Issues and Insight, they call it the TIPP, T-I-P-P poll, released this last week, 59% of respondents were, quote, concerned about Biden's mental health. 36% said they were very concerned, 23% somewhat concerned. Now, let me just tell you, when Biden ran in 2020, 20% of Democrats said they thought Biden was brain impaired. 20% were, quote, concerned. Now, that's enough for Biden to not get elected. Because nobody's going to vote for a dude that they think has got mental issues. I wouldn't. If Trump were doing what Biden was doing, I can guarantee you he would not have gotten a Republican nomination. Would not. So 20% said it at that time. Now we're up to 59% that have said, I think this dude he's toast. 36%, this is almost double, folks, who said, no, we are very concerned about it. Now you tell me how you're going to get reelected, how somebody will pick you when that's where you are. Look, you can put Joe Biden in sunglasses. You can make him come out and say something and then you lead him back and think. But when you get into a campaign where you've got to be front and center, and let me tell you, whether it's Donald Trump or DeSantis, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be Trump, who runs against Biden, you can bet your bottom dollar that you are not going to be able to, well, I don't know what he's up to. You're not going to sit in the basement and campaign against Trump this time. He's got way too much knowledge and savvy about things to let. He will be calling you out. He will be Muhammad Ali going to Sonny Liston's house with a megaphone and calling Sonny Liston out. He's afraid to fight me. You know, and he'd be right to do it. Anyway, they said 39% said they were not very concerned. And here's the number. 18% not concerned at all. I said that wrong. So they said just 39% said they were either not very concerned, which is 18%, or not concerned at all, which is 21%. So 21% are not concerned at all, and 79% have at least a little concern up to a lot of concern. And the people that have a lot of concern are the biggest numbers. The remaining 2% said they were not sure about their level of concern. And I don't know who these people are. I always wonder why the rest of them are kind of in that note of, well, I don't really know. I'm not paying attention. Well, let me tell you this. I'm concerned about the mental health of leftists. Democrats, these are different things that came up over the last week. Democrats suggested that the Inflation Reduction Act saved civilization. I'm just giving you these. They believe that this thing is going to save civilization. That's the way they're touting this. And look, shame on us, folks, if we let them get away with it. Here was another one that was an interesting thing that somebody said. Trump took this whole FBI thing public because he thought it was in his interest to do so. This is what, excuse me, MSNBC's John Heilman said last week. So in other words, the nerve of Donald Trump to expose that the FBI raided his home and he feels the need to let you know about it. Writer Kurt Anderson noted that Orange Man is now, quote, raising money off of this. Pure evil, right? This is unbelievable. Unprecedented thing that was done to a former president of the United States, and the Democrats go, how dare he? I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.